The parents missed a miracle. 2 years ago, I was fortunate enough to meet a teacher of the great egregor who recited prayers and people were healed afterwards. I even managed to talk to him face to face, although such meetings were very rare at that time. They still kept many events a secret and explained it by saying that people were not ready and it was not yet time. At that time, I didn't know that there was another world more real than the one we were used to live in. And a few months later, it was shown to me. And at first, I was stunned. But then, I understood everything, as if I had always known. There was a family living in our house, and there was a sick child there. The doctors diagnosed this 10-year-old boy with sarcoma and told the mother that they could not heal him.
When the pain becomes severe, come and we'll prescribe narcotics.
The parents of this child turned to a healer, and he took up the healing. I want to write not about the miracle that the healer performed by putting his boy back on his feet, although the doctors attributed these merits to themselves. But I want to speak about human illiteracy and self-confidence, the lack of faith in God and people's faith in their own laziness. For a week, the healer lived with the boy in one room. Only a little food was brought there. 10 days later, the boy walked out of there on his own feet. Another 2 hours of conversation with the mother followed. I managed to hear a little. The miracle worker said that the boy had been given a second birth, thanks to the prayers heard by God. And now, it was necessary for the parents to change, to give him a new upbringing, to form a new view of the world. But for this, a sacrifice was needed, which consisted in changing the parents themselves. They were recommended to study at one of the online schools of the great spiritual egregor. They gladly accepted this. But from the wise men, I caught one phrase that stuck in my memory. Returning to the old will bring back the old. Judge not, that ye be not judged. Over the next 6 months, the boy recovered very strongly. He even grew taller and stood out for his endurance and activity among his peers. The parents, having learned the first lessons on the online school, began to study and also began to change greatly. There was a sparkle in their eyes. The wrinkles received during their son's illness disappeared, and all their relatives rejoiced for them. At sunrise, they went for runs, and their faces radiated joy. But after 6 months, when late autumn came and snow fell, I noticed that they were going out less and less. At first on weekends, and then more often, old friends began to gather around them. They began to have regular feasts. In 2 months, the parents changed, turning into old people, and before our eyes, like snow maiden, the boy began to melt away. Doctors didn't understand anything, neither did we. And only now, describing these events, I saw everything clearly and distinctly. How the world view of parents affects the existence, health, and the development of their child. When the boy died, they began to speak ill of the healer, and their life became even worse because of it. They began to lose their jobs, housing, friends. I remembered the words of the healer and the Christian commandment, "Judge not, that ye be not judged." That's where the secret lies. A person should not be lazy. Talking on a bench with their neighbors, we all noticed that this family could not retain their happiness, which was returned to them by the healer. They thought that they could pay for the health once, but they had to pay constantly by striving. Strive to bright the miraculous and believe. Believe that we ourselves can work wonders, but we don't see them. We don't see that more often than not, good is done to us. And although it is unpleasant, we have to make an effort and accept and keep it. And through our own distrust, offense, and malice, we create bad things. It's hard to understand, but I enrolled in an online school of spiritual development. The healer gave an answer. He always answers and helps to understand. The main thing is to follow his simple advice, and life then becomes brighter, happier, and even more miraculous. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.